Hello, Leo. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Well, with Venus conjunct Uranus and the Sun in a fabulous aspect to Jupiter, this really sets the whole week up with a glow, with a charismatic glitz and tingle. That's what your stars are like now. And throw in the Sun and Jupiter, and we have luck and opportunity on so many levels. I tell you what, the best thing you can do now is just be you, because you are your best ambassador. Fabulous. And here's your Sunday stars. With the Sun, your ruler, squaring up to Neptune, you've always got to be careful with this kind of aspect, because either you can't see the wood for the trees or you see somebody else in completely ridiculous light. It gives a distorted view of life and the world, and especially friendships around you, because there are fair weather friends around and about you now. Don't trust everybody, because there is somebody who is duplicitous and deceitful, and you need to suss them out now. And here's your Monday stars. Lots connected with the sign of Libra, and for you as a Leo, that's lovely. It really is a gushing kind of aspect, gushing in the fact that people gush over you simply because they like you. Your popularity is on the increase anyway with the other stars around you from the weekend. But nonetheless, this is a great time to meet people and influence them in your favour. And here's your Tuesday stars. Venus moving into Taurus is lovely. This is makeover time, but with one sole intention: to get somewhere in your career and your ambitions. With Venus at the very top of your chart, this is really wonderful. It pushes you ahead and away from the ordinary. You are sublime. You are beautiful. Now is the time to really show that, because it's that and the way you present yourself that can make you a star and a hit. Here's your Wednesday stars. There is a very tiny aspect involving the Moon and Pluto. For you, this is very good if you want to sort out something that's been going on in the home or family. Flushing something out is the best way, I'd say. This aspect works by saying very little, but just observing and being vigilant. And by doing that, you will find out something which you've needed to know, but have maybe overlooked in the past. Here's your Thursday stars. Put the Moon in an opposition to Mercury, and you've got to try and play safe with this aspect, simply because too many words are said, but they all mean nothing. And that's the problem with this kind of aspect. Promises are made, and they're never going to be kept. But it's just that kind of, it's the mood, the energy around, the ambience at the time means people say or do things which in the cold light of day are plain silly. And here's your Friday stars. With a full moon in Sagittarius, this is great for you. Full moons bring things to an end. It's closure. And so if you need closure, for instance, on a love affair, on something that you've been working on anything connected with a child or a baby, this is quite an emotional aspect, but also a good one for just drawing down the curtain so that you can move on. With full moons, my best advice is always that know when to let go.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.